Chicago.
New Jersey, baby.
The Miami Heat.
Staying in Cleveland.
You need to come to Duke, yo.
Well, I didn't play this season wondering about what I was going to do in the offseason.
Well, LeBron will have us all stopping wondering after tonight. But here's a question. I mean, what if Tiger Woods, thinking about other celebrities, sports figures, had hired a TV producer when he decided to make a public statement last winter about his high-profile marital catastrophe? Hired a TV producer instead of that team of Buddhist sex addiction counselors, right? And what if he'd sold commercials? What if he built the suspense about what he was going to say for weeks ahead of time? And what if he turned his few minutes long statement and photo op into an hour-long primetime Tiger Woods special?
He'd still be in trouble.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't help his marriage at all. But it might have been a guide for LeBron James tonight. But no, LeBron James is a media pioneer all by himself tonight. His announcement of where he will play next season may not fill the tabloids for weeks. He's on the cover of the tabloids today, though. But it is going to be a TV blockbuster. That
so
we know. We're joined by Wall Street Journal sports writer Nando DeFino to help fill in the blanks here a little bit. Nando, good morning.
Hi, John. How's it going?
How is this going to be a show? How is this going to be a show? Help me out.
Yeah, how does it sustain an hour?
Honestly, I have no idea, and I have probably 99% of anyone involved with sports has no idea. Maybe he'll make his announcement and have some reporters gathered to ask questions. It's probably not going to be like, you know, a variety
kind of thing.
Maybe
he'll sing.
Where he has some bands and, you know, a couple marching bands from California.
But you're a Wall Street Journal reporter, right? And I gather there are colleagues of yours at ESPN. I mean, is this like holding the entire sports journalism world at ESPN hostage? Because they're going to know the story at some point, and they have to report it if they're responsible. Otherwise, it's just showbiz. And what about the sponsorship of a show like this?
Yeah, well, the sponsorship's actually the one nice thing you can say about LeBron James and this entire situation is that it's all going to go to charity. It's going to go to the Boys and Girls Club. And he's actually doing the announcement or whatever this one-hour special is going to be from the Boys and Girls Club in Connecticut. But as far as ESPN goes, I think they're going to try and keep this as quiet and hush-hush as possible. That's kind of been the LeBron theme. He's impossible to read. Every little hint where you think he might be going to, say, New York, is immediately trumped by another one that says he's going to Chicago. So he's been very good at controlling any kind of hint that he'd be giving off throughout this whole process.
But does that mean there are going to be television crews in all of the potential cities to monitor the reaction on the street? And you got to figure, okay, maybe the money's going to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, but his sponsors all have to sign up and buy ads on this, right? I mean, it's going to be a kind of a hazing for them.
Well, I think this is going to be a great thing to sponsor because everyone's been waiting for this. For 2 years, they started asking him the questions, where are you going to go? Are you going to come to New York? Are you going to leave Cleveland, you know, where you were born and raised? It's a great, I guess, idea if you're, say, Dentine and you want to advertise your gum. I mean, sure, the money's going to go to charity. You're doing a good thing. And you're right in the middle of this 1 hour, I guess, center of the universe that everyone who knows anything about sports is going to be paying attention to.
And you'll be paying attention. Any predictions, Nando?
No, I wouldn't even try. I'm kind of leaning towards Cleveland only because someone made a great point. Like, why would you take an hour in prime time to totally destroy the city that you grew up in?
Exactly.
Where everyone loves you more
than anything.
Excellent
point. Yeah. Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal, on the LeBron announcement tonight in prime time. Thanks, Nando.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.